So a friend of mine sent me a DM yesterday and she was like, "Awawu, I beg you, tell me I didn't know not to think about my life, how I could make her in life, make her get a good job, make her marry. I don't be small picking again, even if you still won't be single. They don't disturb you for hours." And my friends are married. My friends self don't marry. Within I still did do. See, so which sends me that I was like, I told her that, babe, I'm going to make a podcast on a topic relating to this. So that was what led to the topic for tonight. You know, as young children, we're made to believe that there's this particular trend that life must follow. You have to be born. When you are born, you have to go through some sort of education, especially in this century of ours. Then while you are doing that education, while the education is on, you have to, inshallah, have a man that you want to marry. And once you're done with your education, you are getting married. As soon as you're married, you have your children, you raise your kids, you get old, and inshallah, they take care of you until you die. So we're made to believe that this is what life should be like. This is the trend. But, you know, some people come across a life that doesn't follow that pattern. It's either men are coming to ask for hands in marriage before they complete their education, while they're still in the education system, and probably they're actually way too young to get married, so they're not ready. Their parents have not go allowed them. You get, and there are some, it could be that you are ripe, like you are in a perfect spot to get hooked, but it's not happening because you've not found the right person. You know, this could put together can sometimes be hard. It can sometimes be really hard, especially in this critical world that we have, that we find ourselves in a world where females are always pressurized to hurry up and get married. So I feel, try to call you all, long story short, you just have to keep asking Allah that this is what you want. And while asking Allah that this is what you want, just keep telling Allah that it should grant you what is best for you. All Allah has to say is kun fire kun, be, and it will be. Like, just utilize the tahajjud period and other times when dua means prayer, when dua is accepted. And one thing you should avoid is jealousy. Like, jealousy, it's oman je good deeds. It eats up good deeds so fast. Don't be jealous of your friends. Definitely, you have friends around. Like, your friends who are married, who have kids already. And, babe, don't be jealous of them. Just keep on praying for them. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their marriages, bless their kids, protect them, and all that. Pray for them. You don't know, probably while praying for them, that's when Allah will answer you. And, astaghfirullah, it's not a critical case, yeah, it's not, everybody is destined, everybody has their own destiny. You don't say that because my friends are using iPhone, I gotta use iPhone. No, you have your own destiny. You have when you're going to get to that point, and you should see, everybody gets their own time. Don't run after anybody's kidney. Well, no, my fish story, anybody judge story to take possible. Everybody gets their story to tell. So don't be jealous of your friends and just keep on praying for them. Just sit and ask yourself if you are really jealous of this person. If you are, babe, just clear that shit, because jealousy is something that you just develop unintentionally sometimes. And another thing I would like to say is about a case where you are the older sister and your younger sister is about to get married. You know, in our culture, in this cultural background of ours, our parents used to feel like the older one, the older child, must get married before the younger child. They feel like that should be the lineage. So, if perhaps the younger one is now getting married before the older child, they see it as a taboo. They see it as a kind of embarrassment and stuff. So this makes them put more pressure on the older sister, older child, that babe, no marry. You will not deal with Abure. Abure, you're going to marry. So no marry, you won't deal. You get a kind of thing. You shouldn't do this. Like parents serve, there has to be, they need to be educated. And sometimes your parents will not even be the ones putting this unnecessary prayer. It could be my mom's sister's mother, uncle, father's aunt, or my dad's grandpa, uncle, sister, cousin, nephew, child. You know, it's kind of connection. Be like, Nigeria, this is our country, this is our social background, our cultural background, everything is. I'm off your lady, mommy. So, see, you know what? So, to close this whole thing, I would like to direct this message to some set of people, although I don't have those set of people around me, but I'm just directing it generally. Stop asking people that kilosele lo marry. Leave them, like, you don't know what they're going through. Stop putting on this, you don't know the pressure they're going through already. Stop adding your own pressure to theirs. And if you have friends that they are married already, please, if you have been asking them this question, please just stop it. Don't chat them. Don't call them to say, Oreki no shele na. Mi fe jeon je we. Abi mi fe jeon je name, you know. Mi jollof, naming jollof rice is hungering me. No, you don't know what they are going. Just leave them. Let them be. Pray for them. Keep on praying for them. And hold on, wait for me. Alright, so that's all I've got to say. Thank you so much for listening again to this, and good night. Bye.